Every summer weekend, thousands of extended families gather together to eat, compare notes, and admire adorable offspring. Each of these families is epic in its own way, but today we look at an unusual one that recently gathered in Bethesda, Maryland. NPR's Netta Ulaby attended that family reunion, came back with this story.
First of all, welcome everybody to the 2006 Hueyken family reunion. Let's have a family cheer!
About 200 people are clapping in a fluorescent-lit hotel conference room. They're wearing big smiles and color-coded name tags explaining their genealogical place in this family jigsaw puzzle.
Irving Chang is a red, you can see, and he's the oldest generation alive. The blue is my generation, and then the green is our children's generation, and then the yellow is their children's generation.
Dorothy Raskow of Houston, like nearly everyone here, descends from Huey Kim, who in 1868 immigrated from China at age 14. He just missed the California Gold Rush, but Kim was hired by an Oakland woman who taught him English and converted him to Christianity. Kim worked his way through college in Pennsylvania, and as a young minister was sent to found New York City's first Chinese Christian church. In 1889, he fell in love.
He went to ask for the hand of one of his prayer partners, Louise.
Louise Van Arnhem is Victor Chang's great-grandmother. The match mortified her Dutch-American family.
The pastor of her home church basically said, this marriage, this interracial marriage, is going to destroy her family, and there'd be no opportunity for her kids.
At this point in the story, it's hard for Victor Chang not to cry.
And she answered back saying that, We'll just leave it up to the Lord. And here we are, you know, 180 of us, and, really blessed.
Among them is Susan Edith Bell, a 21-year-old wavy-haired Harvard graduate now with Teach for America. She says her great-great-grandparents raised 6 daughters and 3 surviving sons to value public service and the life of the mind.
His house became in New York at the time a kind of center for Chinese intellectuals.
Columbia and Yale universities received dozens of Chinese scholars in the early 1900s, thanks to a scholarship program established after the Boxer Revolution. 6 Boxer scholars married the 6 Huey daughters, all adventurous, athletic, and educated at schools like Columbia and Cornell. And they all moved to China with their husbands.
They really held to these values of service, and, you know, they really were equals to the men who were their husbands, who were huge figures in China.
For example, Bell says, one started China's rural reconstruction program. Another, known as the Bishop of Burma Road, aided refugees and American flying tigers during World War II. Others led China's top universities. The sisters developed Chinese YWCAs and advocated for education. They mingled with writer Pearl Buck and nationalist leaders like Sun Yat-sen and Madame Chiang Kai-shek in the turbulent years that led to the founding of the People's Republic of China.
You know, the communists were coming in and trying to help the poor, but in a more violent and aggressive way. And I think that they believed the way to do it was through these Christian coalitions and these, the YWCA, and sort of slowly increasing literacy. And they were making progress slowly, but it's true, the intersection of the times, it all kind of politically crumbled around them.
After the Japanese invasions of the 1930s and during the Cultural Revolution, some of the Huey women fled China with their families. Others remained. The Huey men had all stayed in America and married Caucasian women. One became chief engineer of New York City and directed its civil defense during the Second World War. Throughout, the family stayed in touch. Bill Trigg is a professional percussionist performing now at the Family Reunion Talent Show. Trigg is 1/16th Chinese. One favorite family story recounts the time he was invited to play with the prestigious Tanglewood Orchestra. So was his cousin Paul, a concert violinist who is 1/16th Dutch.
Paul and I look nothing alike. I am blonde, blue-eyed. Physically, we were as different as your listeners might imagine.
A family reunion that year fell during a Tanglewood rehearsal.
We approached Gunther Schuller, who was the director of the Tanglewood Festival, and asked if we could be excused for that day. And Gunther looked down at us from the podium, back and forth between the two of us, and he said, okay, if you two can explain to me plausibly why you are going to the same family reunion, I'll let you go.
The talent show includes the family's oldest and youngest members singing together in English and Chinese, and skits with dozens of family members, like one where Huey Kinn and Louise Van Arnhem use a time machine to attend the family reunion.
Hello, hello! Are you surprised to see us?
The patriarch and matriarch wonder how their descendants have carried on the family name.
Have you held fast to Christian ways, turning away from drink and gambling in the pursuit of loose partners?
Not exactly.
Well, have you lived modestly and dedicating your lives to the work of the Lord?
Well, no, but things are pretty different these days.
Well, then, have you married within the proud circle of your Oriental race and sailed to China to serve your people as best and as humbly as possible?
No.
The Huey clan today actually includes a significant number of professionals dedicated to public service. A new generation is returning to China to work on issues ranging from microfinance to public health. Reunion attendees traveled from China, Europe, both U.S. coasts, and the Midwest. A square dance is another staple of the Huey Kinn family reunion, an unusual tradition in an unusual family of many faiths, many nations, and many colors. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And you can see photos of this real American family and read excerpts from the 1907 book Reminiscences of Huey Kinn at NPR.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. You get back home, you swing your original partner, I hope.